Let's talk about homelessness. I think there are kind of degrees of homelessness. For the completely indigent, there is, well, I guess you would just say life on the streets, where at night you kind of hope to find a bed at a mission or a shelter. A step up from that, the homeless, where you have a menial job such as selling newspapers or working as a dishwasher. Whatever meager income you have is enough to get you a bed in a warm building. They live in the few remaining SRO hotels in the city, single room occupancy. The Chicago City Council is considering an ordinance to close the last two of these hotels. The names are the Ewing Annex and the Wilson Men's Hotel. 500 of these units would be closed thereby. There is a committee vote on this, probably on Tuesday, and a council vote coming in the next few weeks. The Chicago Coalition for the Homeless says this is bad policy. Ed Cherna is the executive director for the coalition. Ed, who are the hundreds of people who live in SRO quarters every night?
You know, it's really interesting. There are people that work, like you said, selling newspapers, Tribune, Sun-Times. There are people that work as dishwashers. There's people that work in hotels. There's about half of the people there are on Social Security or disability. 25% of them are vets, you know, mainly from Vietnam and also Desert Storm. So these are poor people, working people, formerly working people that are one step, a significant step above the street, meaning they're in a place called the Cubicle Hotel. It's a distinction of SROs. Cubicle is only 5x7, so it's a relatively...
So they're living in a closet.
They're living in what amounts to a closet. They have the key to that closet. They could come and go as they want. They could bring a TV in. They could read, etc. I actually, another 40 years ago, I actually, for a week, spent time living in one of these when I was on the street for a week as part of a program.
How much do they pay for
$15
rent?
A night. $15 a night or somewhere between $80 and $100 a week.
Do they have a lease? Do they come and go at will?
No, you have to pay. If you do it by night, you have to pay before you enter, you know, as you're coming in. You can't pay when you leave. By week, you have to pay in advance. By month, you have to pay in advance. So these are hotels that really serve a need for very low-income men. They're men's hotels. And there's been moved by the city council. Some members of city council have said that people should not have to live in these awful conditions.
Yeah, they should live on the street. Is that sort of the subtext here?
That's our worry. Because we ask people, what's going to happen? Where are you going to go? They say, I don't know. I'll go back on the street.
Well, you must have talked with city people. What do they say? What are the options for these people, are they suggesting?
The options that they're suggesting is, they're not suggesting options. They're saying that these are so bad, it'd be better not to have them.
So they're doing this for their own good.
They're doing this for their own good. And
they know better. Do they really know what these conditions are?
They've not talked to the residents in those buildings. I don't even know if they've been in those buildings. I guess they have, but I doubt it. So they're doing this because they have some other plan for those buildings.
You know, they are not attractive, well-kept buildings. Is there pressure? Do you think there's ulterior pressure from neighborhoods who would rather not have these men loitering about and living on the next block over, perhaps?
You know, that could be true. The thing is, these buildings are up to code. You know, the city comes in on a yearly basis with a team of inspectors to make sure they're up to code. So they have sprinkler systems, you know, they have security lighting, etc. They're old, they're tiny. But the people that live there, if they're not in this building, they're probably on the street. Why the aldermen are caring for the people or say they're caring, it causes me to question if they care. If they care, why have they talked to the people? So it seems to me there's an ulterior motive why they want to get these.
What's your sense
down
on where this committee vote and then the council-wide vote
might
go?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The committee was going to meet on Tuesday. They haven't posted that they're going to meet yet. It's a licensing and zoning committee. They haven't posted that they're going to meet. So it might have been delayed because of pressure that's been mounting.
Pressure that you have been bringing to bear part?
Well, we've been doing our part. We've been talking to the residents. There's an article that's coming out in one of the major dailies tomorrow morning by Mark Brown.
I think it's fair to say. Chicago Sun-Times, Mark Brown. Everybody knows he works there.
So there's a good article about that. Because there's a significant portion of vets, there's the head of the Veterans Administration at the state level is looking into this at HUD. There's a possibility this goes against fair housing, so that there could be a fair housing complaint lodged, and if that's lodged, that would jeopardize other city funding if it comes true. So there's there's other eyes looking on this.
So, Ed, okay, we know about this. Is there something that you feel people should do because we now know this is true? And if they've got strong feelings, how might they respond?
Well, the best thing that they can do, I think, is to call the city, to call the mayor's office, to say these buildings are needed, to say that the people in these buildings deserve to stay where they're at. You know, there's a couple aldermen that are behind it. I think you could talk to those aldermen. It's Alderman Kaplman and Alderman Riley. You could tell them that to visit those buildings. Would be happy to take them.
Riley's the 42nd ward. Is one or both of these in his ward?
No, Riley actually is. It's at the corner. It's not actually in Riley's ward. It's actually in Will Burns' ward. It's across the street from Riley's ward, so he does not really have a say. Although he's advocating it should come down. The other building is in Kaplman's ward.
Okay.
So I think that the more eyes and ears that are looking at this, the better off we are, you know, because we have just another figure that's startling to me. Since 2010, on just the north side, the city has lost over 2,000 units of affordable housing. That's SRO housing, mm-hmm. that's low-income hotel or SRO-like buildings. So there's been a significant loss. So more and more, there's also been an increase in homelessness. To go hand in hand. So the danger is this will lead to more homelessness.
All right. Ed Schirna, you're doing a good thing for a lot of people who otherwise don't have much of a voice in government locally. That's Ed Schirna. He's the executive director of the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Bill.